This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, March 4th. God's word for you today is positive progression. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 105, verse 19 to 21, which says, "Until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. Then Pharaoh sent for him and set him free. The ruler of the nation opened his prison door. Joseph was put in charge of all the king's household. He became ruler over all the king's possessions." By the grace of God, your turning point has begun. So expect a turnaround from darkness to light. Expect a turning point from the prison to the palace. Please read the story of Joseph in Genesis 39 to 45. Joseph's life was filled with turning points, and his was the positive parabolic curve. It started from his father's house and led him to the pit. From the pit, Joseph was taken to Potiphar's house and to the prison, and that was the vertex for Joseph. I am here to announce to you that you have reached your vertex. What is left for you is to rise. Joseph went from the prison to the palace, and because God has chosen to favor you, people will be jealous of, be envious of, hate, dislike you. Listen, stop worrying about people beefing you. It is part of your destiny because you are favored. Ask everyone that is favored. It attracts beef. You must be comfortable with beef because that is their problem, not yours. Joseph experienced beef from Potiphar's wife because he would not give in to her demands. But God began to favor him in Potiphar's house and even in the prison until he got to the palace. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your day of favor has come, and so shall it be. It is crucial for us to pay attention to Joseph's heart, even as we read his story. Genesis 39 to 45. Please read. Joseph had a forgiving heart. When people beef you and you beef them back, they have succeeded in dragging you down. But when people beef you and you shake it off, you have succeeded in rising above them. When people beef you, do not beef them back. Just shake it off. My mother told us a story some time ago about a donkey that people were trying to bury. They dug a pit and they threw the donkey into the pit. But as they poured sand on the donkey shook it off and stood on it. And that very sand became a pedestal for the donkey. They kept pouring sand on the donkey, but it kept shaking it off and rising. Before they knew it, the donkey was out of the pit. That is what Joseph did, and that is what we should do. Shake it off. When Joseph's brothers saw him, they were scared. But read what Joseph said in Genesis 45 verse 5. "But don't be upset and don't be angry with yourself for selling me to this place. It was God who sent me here ahead of you to preserve your lives." Sadly, some people are just waiting to get their pound of flesh back, and that is why the turning point is being delayed. You need to forgive completely, just like Joseph forgave. For some people, as soon as they get to Potiphar's house, they will run home and show off their new manager status. For some, when they get into the place with horses and chariots, they will ride home majestically to announce themselves. Not Joseph. He waited on God, stayed on his assignment, minded his business, and trusted his God. Let us pray. Father, even in this time of my turnaround, help me to stay on my assignment, mind my business, and trust in you alone. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.